here now from the Labour Party leader, Ivana Bacik. And of course, this is in your constituency, Ivana Bacik, and many of your constituents will be glad to see this operation this morning, won't they?
Well, good morning, Anya, and thank you for inviting me on the show. I'm actually down here myself, just on the canal, as the local TD, as you said. And I do want to start by commending the local residents and indeed the great group of local volunteers who've been providing support to the individuals who were left with no option but to sleep in tents along the canal. There's actually been such compassion and support shown. But certainly this was a situation that was inhumane and unsustainable. And, I called on the Taoiseach yesterday to ensure that alternative and secure accommodation would be offered to those who've come here seeking refuge. And I do welcome the fact that it appears that such accommodation has now been found. It appears also from our volunteers who were here earlier that the multi-agency operation is carried out with dignity and respect for the individuals, and I welcome that. But as Laura Fletcher's report has really illustrated, there is a lack of joined up thinking here from government on the provision of accommodation longer term. And we have called on government, and I called on the Taoiseach again yesterday, to implement the recommendations of their own report, the Catherine Day Expert Group report, which called for the government to move away from privately run accommodation provision for those seeking refuge, and instead to introduce and develop a series of 6 reception centres, reception and integration centres, which would have capacity to provide accommodation. And that's what's the pressing need, because, you know, the 100 people who are here in tents had largely arrived over recent days. And again, as Laura's report illustrated, there is likely to be more people arriving, and we don't have any certainty from government as to where they will be accommodated. And that's simply not good enough. We need to see a more coherent and a more sustainable plan.
Well, in a way, that is the plan, isn't it? The government is moving to set up an agency that will do just that. We heard in Laura Fletcher's report again about the numbers coming in, that as fast as they try to achieve anything, the demand far outstrips the need, and that's why that progress hasn't been made.
Well, the crunch point is the provision of accommodation. So the issue is the lack of capacity in centres, and the fact that until now, the Department of Integration, it appears, has been left with the entirety of the responsibility of providing accommodation. And we in Labour have called for many months now for a more centrally coordinated approach, for other government departments to offer support in finding and locating suitable state-owned sites. Both I and our local councillor, Dermot Lacey, have consistently called for the reopening of Bagot Street Hospital, a stone's throw from here in our own constituency. And there are sites like that around the country that could be pressed into use. What we haven't seen to date is that sense of central coordination or control from government. And I think it's welcome that it is welcome indeed if there is a move towards that now, but it is long overdue. And it's the lack of that central coordination that has led to this rather piecemeal approach where we're seeing, as Laura has described, people provided with tents, effectively told to go and camp somewhere, and then, you know, a build-up of really inhumane conditions, and of course a lack of security for those individuals. And it's not sustainable either for the individuals seeking refuge here who've fled war and persecution in so many cases, nor is it sustainable for local communities.
And Laura was telling us that those people who were moved from the Grand Canal today and moved in buses, that they are going to Crooksling and City West. We've also seen in the past week the fact that counties in the West, they have some of the highest numbers of asylum seekers per head of population. How do you answer the accusation that the leafy suburbs of Dublin 6 are getting away lightly by comparison?
Well, I think it's vitally important that we see a good spread around the country, that indeed there are centres opened in Dublin 6 and Dublin 4, all across Dublin. And as I say, I have consistently, as has Dermot, as of our Labour colleagues, put forward proposals for sites in our own area. There are indeed quite a number of sites already in Dublin 6, quite a number of centres. And we've established local welcome groups with local residents to welcome those who come here seeking refuge. And we've had, I must say, a really strong and positive response from local communities to our welcome meetings, whether they're in Ballsbridge, in Ranelagh, or Rathmines. So, you know, it's certainly very important that we see any empty sites pressed that are state-owned and that are appropriate pressed into use. But what we haven't seen is the sort of support from other departments, like the Department of Health or the Department of Defence, to supply the Department of Integration with appropriate sites. And that's what we're calling on government to do, is to ensure that central coordination, not leave this to one department, which cannot deal with the responsibility alone.
Ivana Bacik, Labour Party leader, thank you for talking to us.